This is the last Sunday before the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is this coming Thursday. And we will celebrate it here this coming Thursday, not next Sunday. Next Sunday is the seventh Sunday after Easter, and thus we shall celebrate it. But today our Lord reminds us of all that has gone before, and the fact that He is with us and in us, and He is in the Father, and the Father is in Him. They're united. And He will go. If we love Him, we will keep His commandments. This is something that a lot of people use the word love so generously, while they act so stingily. If we love somebody, beginning with God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, then we will act as if we love God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And if we love somebody else here on earth, then we will act as if we love that person or those persons here on earth. Love is not just a word. In many people's minds and hearts, it is just that. And when it is just that, it's empty and vain and useless. Whoever loves me will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him. This is what is known in theology. And I know very well about it. I wrote about 600 pages about this, about that one sentence. There are not too many copies left. And when they run out, that's it. If you love me, you will keep my word. That is a very big if. And my Father and I will come to you. But they will not come alone. They will come with the Holy Spirit, whom they will send. I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate, the Paraclete. That's what that means. The Paraclete. Not like just some little girl in our parish about 15 years ago. She's no little girl anymore. Who thought that when I was saying these things, that I was talking about a parakeet. And wanted to find out from her mother, what color was it? The Paraclete. C-L-E-T-E. Not K-E-E-T. You may be a bunch of parakeets, but I'm not, and neither is he. The Spirit of the Father and of the Son. He is the one who advocates, who pleads our cause. He is our mediator now with the Father and the Son. Not that Christ has ceased to be our mediator, but that it is now in the hands of the Holy Spirit. Once the gift of the Holy Spirit is given, the Paraclete, the advocate. And of course, an advocate is like a lawyer who stands for you in court and faces up to the judge and the jury and whatever else is there. He is, in a sense, the defendant lawyer. Because we are guilty, we are sinners. And we need this advocate, this paraclete, to plead our cause before the heavenly court. But all of this comes to us if, capital I, capital F, if you love me, then you will keep, you will obey my commandments. If you do not love me, you will not obey my commandments. If you say you love me and still do not obey my commandments, then you don't love me. It's very simple as that. What is it with you? Do you really love him? Do you obey his commandments? And of course we are sinners, we have confession, and of course the time for the Easter duty is coming to a close on Trinity Sunday. in just a couple of weeks. And it is the law of the church, from the tradition of the church, and in particular, the Fourth Council of the Lateran, that for a person to be considered a practicing Catholic, they must go to confession, even if they have no mortal sin. And of course, that's a very big if. During the season that is called the season of the Easter duty, which begins on Ash Wednesday and ends on Trinity Sunday. So if you love me, you will obey. You will keep my commandments. And then we will send you another advocate, the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him if you obey my commandments. He remains with you and will be in you. And thus he will be your advocate, your paraclete. So I will not leave you orphans. You will not be alone. I will send the paraclete with the Father, the third person of the Trinity. And it completes the gift of God of himself to us on this earth and in the church. And it completes our return to God, because it is like a circle, a never-ending circle. God comes to us, and we return to God. And so, are you part of this eternal circle, or have you stopped the circle, stopped the Spirit, the Son, and the Father, and it would all fall down and die with you? And at the end of life, then you will go to the eternal fires of hell. Yes, the eternal fires of hell. And I realize not too many people preach about that. I don't care. I have to preach the truth. That's why I am a canon. That's why I am a theologian. That's why I am your rector and your pastor. I must preach the truth. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me and keeps my commandments will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him. How? By sending us the Paraclete, who will take us at the end of our lives to heaven, to the Trinity, to eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.